It is, and unfortunately it's on all rail lines, violent and criminal incidents on trains from last year to this year jumped over 50%. And it's a worrying stat, especially when you look at 2022, there was 203 reports of incidents, and then last year there was 325, so it's constantly going up. And unfortunately, it's going to get to a case where something serious is going to happen, like we have said before in the past, people getting assaulted on trains. And it's not good enough, especially if it's a staff member somewhere along the line. You don't need that at all.
There had been plans, and there are currently plans, for extra patrols, Garda patrols for Gardaí to board the train in various parts of the country. But is something more needed in terms of maybe a dedicated policing service?
Yeah, dedicated policing service on the train lines would be great. They're always on about the Gardaí doing these extra jobs. Unfortunately, there's not enough Gardaí in the local areas at the best of times. The Gardaí are overworked and understaffed. So to get them through extra shifts on top of this when they're already dealing with multiple cases of other stuff, it's really inappropriate. I think there needs to be a dedicated railway security team employed by the state, not privatised out, have it run by the state. And also, when you're looking at the amount of assaults, there's also non-reportable incidences, which is up at nearly 400. You know, where it says that it's involved cases which are less serious antisocial behaviour, but it's still the same. If you're travelling with a child along the train from Sligo to Dublin, Dublin to Sligo, wherever you're going to, and your child is looking at these things happening, it's not very good, and it's not really acceptable then from the railway lines. It's not the staff's fault. The majority of the staff on there are cleaners, or the odd time, depending if you have the shop reopened or the tram for the food and drink. But there needs to be people on the trains to try and stop antisocial behaviour happening or violent conduct. But also, there should be a case that if you're too drunk, you shouldn't be allowed to get on the train. I've been on the train myself before where there's been an issue with drunk people, and unfortunately you have to intervene at some times because it could be an older woman sitting beside you, it could be something like that, somebody vulnerable, and nobody wants to see that happening. So I believe it's time that they put money towards proper resources, and if they're on about getting the Gardaí to do it, put extra Gardaí in the areas. Sligo got next to none extra Gardaí, and I believe that they're, like I said, previously overworked and understaffed, so I don't think it's something that they're going to have to be needing on top of them.